got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? If you believe in him, you shall be born again. Did Jesus say that? Jesus the Christ, did he say it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you would still like to listen to the show, but you got to go and do whatever it is, you can podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening, move it about. Podcast the show and then call,
six zero five six one five four one three one.
All right. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Oh, Lord. And Thursdays are amazing because every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Okay, all for the Lord, a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. Right versus wrong. Amazing. It's time to wake up. Right versus Raw. I'm communicating with my engineer over here. It is amazing. And you know what else is amazing? Is human nature. Human nature is pure evil. And it's mind-blowing. I noticed that it's so easy for human beings, human natures, which is of the devil, by the way, to see other people, flaws or whatever you want to call it, and judge it, react to it, but they cannot see themselves at all. And it's mind-blowing to me. I noticed that when I counsel with people, and I do counsel with people every day around the world by phone, Skype, or in-house, and you can, if you individual and family counseling, if you need it or want it, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663. And I've noticed over the last 36 years or so that everyone I've counseled with, men or women, young or old, is always about the other person and never about themselves. It's always about what someone else is doing to them. And it's interesting because if you're not really, really understanding, if you can't see it, you're not paying attention, you don't realize that that person, especially when they become, when the men and the women become emotional or the kids, it looked like what they're saying is true about the other person. But if you don't understand that emotions are lies, it's a setup. So you don't see what's really going on. You don't see what they are doing to the person that they are blaming. And they don't see it because they have already judged the other person. They never see, or even if they see it, they're not going to admit, well, I'm doing that to them. And so I'm trying to get something from them, and they are trying to get something from me. And I'm mad because I don't get what I really want. And I'm playing a game and trying to get what I want, but they're playing a game too. They don't admit what they are doing. It is the darndest thing I ever seen. And I come to realize that the reason most human beings, men and women, will never, ever, ever, ever be free. And it doesn't matter if they read the Bible, Quran, the Jewish Bible, the Torah, whatever they may be reading, the Muslim Allahu Akbar Bible, Christian Bible, and whatever ever Bible's out there. They can read and learn and quote the scripture until the cows come home. And they will never be free. Because you never, not one person, will ever be free until you can see what you are doing, what's going on inside of you. And then once you see what's going on inside of you, you won't be shocked or surprised by anything that people say or do because you will have an understanding about you. But the hardest thing, unless you really want to see it and you want to overcome, because you can see what's going on in you. And the little game that's been played is really being played on you while you think you're playing it on others. It's been played on you. Because what you think you're doing to others, you're really doing it to yourself. And you don't know it. Because you get a joy, a pleasure out of doing it to others. And in your joy and your pleasure, you don't know what you're doing to yourself. You're doing it to you. And this I promise you, what you do to others come back on you. Even as you're doing it to someone else, you're really doing it to yourself. And woe unto the man or the woman who try to hurt their fellow man, whether physically or psychologically, emotionally, judgment or whatever. You're a miserable, evil person. And you roam the earth to see who you can hurt. Human nature is wicked. It's just to the core. There's nothing good about human beings at all. You cannot and you will not find any good in them. So don't look. Not for the good. And it's worse. I don't know if it's just insane now. But that's the way it is. And in knowing this, if you want to be free, you got to 100% of the time, no matter what situation is happening or not happening, you got to see what's really happening in you. And I do want you to know that you can overcome if you want to. You could be free right here on earth. But you got to live by, walk by, be with the voiceless voice. God's voice does not speak to you with verbal words or with your mind, with thoughts and words. People say, oh, I heard God told me. You're lying. God didn't tell you nothing. You're just lying. Satan told you that. And then you say God told you. It kind of reminds me of, but let me just finish that point. God's voice is the living voice, the voiceless voice. You are in it without words. You live it without words. Without words. Isn't that amazing? God is not talking to you. Your mind cannot understand or know or have any relationship with God at all. Zero relationship. Your thoughts, your imagination, your ways is only of your father, the devil. It reminds me of, and I talk to a lot of people like this too, of people who are like stuck in hell, whatever vice that you have, you're stuck there. And then you go and you go to a class or something, or you, at some point, you stop doing the vice thing, and then you were feeling all bad and guilty when you were operating from your vices, whatever your vices are, drugs, sex, whatever. you feel all guilty, bad, because you couldn't overcome the vices. And so you were like judging yourself, upset, confused, scared, whatever, right? And so in that vice, you feel bad. Oh, I wish I could stop smoking. I wish I could stop drinking, sexing, and doing whatever. And so you're feeling bad. And then all of a sudden, you may stop doing that. And so now you feel good because you stopped doing your vices. And so you know what you do? You feel good. Now you go write a book. And you write a tell-all book. I used to be this, and I used to do that. And I was this, and the Lord helped me to overcome it. The Lord caused me to overcome it. You're writing a book. Now you feel good. And this book going to sell millions of copies. And I'm going to be known. I'm going to make a lot of money. You're rejoicing. Not knowing that you're still evil. You went from feeling bad because you're in the vice and you're complaining and were judging yourself. And now you stop the vices and now you write a book, a Christian book or whatever book. Now you're rejoicing. Not knowing that you're still evil. You judge yourself when you're in the vice, and you judge yourself when you're out, because you judge yourself as being wrong in the vices, as a part of the vices, and then you judge yourself for being right, and now you're still judging, playing God, still lost, because you're taking pride in the fact that you think you've overcome, and now you're writing books and you're all prideful about your book. Both are wrong. Both are evil. Both are still your father, the devil. This 63rd woman that you write about, for example, there are a lot of so-called Christian women who think that they've overcome, and so they write books. What's that, the 73rd woman or...
Psalm 31 woman.
The Psalm 31 woman.
No. Proverbs 31 woman.
Proverbs 30. And everybody and their mama writing books about the Proverbs 31 woman. 31?
Yeah.
Proverbs 31 woman. And they still lost. Because now they're getting glory out writing the book. The same still lostness. The same still false nature. And they think God is in it. That's just one example of writing. When you are free, you are free indeed. There's no more left, no more right. There's no more teaching from the outside, only the teacher within. There's no more death, only life. And life is not what you even think that it is. If you think it's life, then you don't know life. If you think you're alive, you're not. If you think you're free, then you're not. If you think you're good or bad, then you're not free. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And the worst, well, there are many worse things. Someone named one worse thing, but there are many worse things, more than one. The worst thing that you can do in life, the worst, it's to try to save or help another person. The moment you try to help someone, you become their enemy. Because you are aiding and abetting and keeping them in hell. Is that the right word? Aid and abiding.
Aiding and abetting.
Aiding and abetting. You are keeping them in hell, whether you're their mama or their daddy or their friends or their church member, whatever. You are evil because you think you can help somebody else and you can't even help yourself. Oh, but I want them to be, I want them to know God. I want them to be free. I want them to know the Bible. I want them to know the Word. You're evil. You don't know it. That's why you want somebody else to know it, so you can think you helped them, and now you feel good. And it's just a feeling, and then you go home and cry at night. You are evil for trying to help somebody. You're not good. You're lost. Human nature is a mess. But you can overcome. It is Bible Thumper Thurston, John 12, 25 says, he who loves his life will lose it. If you love your life, you will lose it. John 12, 25. If you love your life, you will lose it. And the problem with all human beings, all of them, you love your life. You love your misery. That's why even God cannot help you, because you love your life and you're unwilling to lose it. You're unwilling to lose it. You think you're a religious person who think they're a Christian or love somebody and love this and love that. You don't. You love your life. You love thinking that you're right and you're better than someone else. That's why you judge others, because it gives you a false sense of rising above them. And now you think you're right. Yours is not as bad. Not knowing you're worse because you're judging. You love your life. And you would never lose it. You would never let it go. And because you would never let it go, you would never know life. You're going to die in your hell. And this is more from John 25. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. That's deep. That's amazing. Do you love your life? It's amazing what evil is doing and working through human nature, human being, which is evil, to do to themselves and to others. And they get a thrill from it. But you should be glad if you, man or woman, working on yourself, be glad to see it. Because if you can see it in yourself, you're going to see it in others, and you're protected from them. Even though they try to hurt you, they can't. They can't touch you because they don't know what you know. They don't have the understanding, the insight that you have. But your mind cannot be of this world. Otherwise, you will be hurt. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on this earth. Isn't that amazing? But how do I set my mind on things above? I'm a religious person. I read the Bible. I talk about God. I go to Bible study. I go to church on Sunday. But yet I cry at night. Yet I judge others. Yet I can't wait to gossip about others. Even my own friend, because inwardly, even though we pretended to be friends, all those years, I was still judging on the inside. And as soon as something happened with my friend, I couldn't wait to tell people I know them. And they did this and that and that. You're evil. Your mind is set on things not above but below. And you have no love. What the? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. And he was telling me that I don't want to state it wrong, but that in Israel, that the people spit on the Christians in Israel. And they've seen this, I guess, on maybe the news or on TV or heard about it, right? And now in their mind, they say, well, if you go to Israel or something like that, the Jews spit on us, they say. But never gone to Israel or anything. They just go about what somebody else said, right? Or maybe they see it on some incident on the YouTube or something. I'm like, but that doesn't happen to all the Christians. I've been to Israel with truckloads of people, Christians, and nobody was spat upon. Nowhere. You didn't see it. You didn't hear about anything. But when they tell it, it sounds like they've been spat upon, and that it happened to all the Christians that go to Israel because people's hearts are wicked and they don't tell the truth. Nobody, both times that we went, though I went one time and then we sent another load over there, nobody was spat, everybody was treated well throughout whole Israel. But on the internet, you see an incident. They spit on us. They spit on the Christians. Because the heart is wicked and deceitful, and it will not tell the truth. Incidents happen all over the world now. And now one country is condemned because they have some evil people in the country that treat each other wrong. Isn't that amazing? And then they'll make up excuses. Where did it happen to you? Because you were well known. That's not true. Everybody in Israel didn't know me. The devil give you excuses. See how the devil worked in the mind? Well, it's because of this or it's because of that. You're consulting with the devil and don't even know it. And you call him God. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. I'll be back in a moment to your phone call. And hey, I forgot, we got to catch up on the super chat from that, from yesterday. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Did you catch Billy yesterday on Punchy TV? Oh, Lord. Punchy.tv with Bill. Very interesting. Bill is Bill. Check it out, Punchy.tv. Tonight is the first Thursday of the month. Today is. And tonight is Men's Forum at 7 p.m. Men's Forum. At 7 p.m. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Laura Howe. And Laura is a relationship therapist and a coach specializing in sexless marriage and female sexual desire. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do men and women have sex before marriage or after marriage?
If I could go back, I would absolutely have waited.
I used to think that sex was love. Sex is not love.
The people that you truly love, you're hoping that they grow and develop.
All men hate their mothers, and all women hate their fathers.
If you forgive the archetype, then you start to actually see your spouse. I think women's hearts have gone black or something.
You can say that again. It was a surprising, amazing conversation. You don't want to miss the FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. on Friday. Every Friday is a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And you can support the FallenState.tv right there on the YouTube channel or locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And one last thing for now. We are celebrating 250 years of America. Watch this American Hope coin ad. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? And or you could go to jesseleepeterson.shop. You can either call 800-411-BOND and get your silver coin or jesseleepeterson.shop. And it's a good investment. You cannot go wrong investing in silver. And every dime we get goes right back to getting the work done here. Go back to bond. So you're helping yourself and helping us to help others. Amazing! Thank you for your support. I we got to get to this super chat as soon as Hank is back. He had to go out to the office there for a minute and be right back. I want to go to, in the meantime, let me go to first time caller out of Georgia. Georgia is on my mind. Kane is a first time caller out of Georgia. Kane, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Kane.
Hey, just want to say I appreciate you. I just recently found out about you, and ever since I have, everything has been amazing. I've been doing the silent prayer, and I went and forgave my mother yesterday, and, man, I feel free. But my question to you is I got a little brother. He's 21 years old, still living with our parents. And I just want to know, what's my role as an older brother? Because I've been watching your videos and all that. I know you said once you hit 18, it's time to move out.
Yeah.
And I go and I tell them all this stuff, and I tell my parents, and, you know, they're real big on he needs to stay with us and save money, and he needs to figure out what he wants to do and all that. And I feel like I tell them the truth of he needs to get out and kind of figure it out on himself, like by himself. And they kind of just, they don't like hearing that. So my question to you is what should my role be as an older brother when all that stuff's going on?
So your father and your mother, your father disagree with you as well?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Your role is to leave him alone. Leave them alone and let them suffer. It is not, you're not your brother's keeper, and it's not your responsibility to try to save or help anyone. And so just don't judge them, don't resent it, resent them, don't enforce, but don't impose on them at all. They have a right. Your brother has a right to, and your parents, to live in their misery. They are living that life because that's what they want. And you're wrong for wanting something else for them.
Okay. So you say the feeling of wanting them to be close to God and not live in that fallen state, is the feeling of wanting to get them out of that, is that feeling evil?
100%.
Okay.
That's not love at all. That's evil.
Okay.
But just think about it. Why do you want something for someone else who does not want it for themselves?
Right. Selfish.
Yeah. It's all ego. It makes you feel good that you want somebody else to have a better life. It's just a feeling. It's just an ego. It has nothing to do with love, and it has nothing to do with God.
Okay.
So all right. Don't impose on your brother when you see him. You just be you, and don't impose on your parents or anyone. Let people alone, leave people alone, and let them live the life they want, and don't judge them for it.
Okay.
And if you notice, until you were ready to come out of your misery, God allowed you to live the life that you wanted. He gave you that life, and he is not requiring you to do anything with it that you don't want to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Does that make
That's
sense?
Really all I have. Yes, sir. It does. I didn't know, like, I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that. I really appreciate you. I feel like I go and I tell them, hey, like, he needs to move out and all this stuff. And they're always telling me that I'm always lecturing them and, and all that stuff. And I feel like I shouldn't be doing that. So
you should
I appreciate
not be.
You. Appreciate
they,
you.
They're telling you, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear another way. I don't want to hear the truth. Leave me alone. And when people complain about stuff like that, that's your first sign that they don't want to hear. Leave them alone. And don't judge them because they don't want to hear. And don't be saying, oh, you just don't want to hear because I'm talking the truth about God. Don't say any of that stuff.
Okay. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jesse. It's been a blessing. God bless you.
You too, man. And you stay with it and stay with what did and stay with it. What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
To be honest with you, she said that it ruined her day because I said, I'm sorry for resenting you. It's like she said, I'm always coming in there with some BS. And You know, I just said what I said, and I walked out. You know, I didn't want to sit there and argue with her.
That's right.
You know,
absolutely. And what did your father say when you forgave him?
He just said, "We did the best we could. We did everything. I know you did the best you could with everything, and I'm sorry for resenting you, and I forgive you for everything." And
yeah,
that's really it, you know. And I just kind of left it at that.
Right on. Now live your life, and you're gonna have an amazing life if you stay present and just live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord willing.
All right. Good talking to you, Kane.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you. I appreciate you, Jesse, for all you do.
Right on. Take care now.
Yes, sir. You too. All right.
Amazing. You are not your brother's keeper. I'm not my brother's keeper. Though you be wise and weeper. I don't know if those were. Before you judge me, why not try and love me? You heard that song, Hank?
It sounds familiar.
Amazing. You heard that, Anchor Baby?
Yeah, I think so.
Before me?
No. But I heard, but some of the songs you sing I haven't even heard. I think I heard that one.
Right on. Amazing. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
Jamie bought a coffee. Too many alphabets and abortion-having women in L.A. to elect Spencer Pratt. Speaking doubt
Repeat
into
that.
Our lives.
Repeat that again.
Jamie, too many alphabets, meaning the LGBTs, I'm thinking. Oh. You see, and abortion-having white women in L.A. Too many of those to elect Spencer Pratt.
Oh.
Says Jamie.
Have a way to see.
Yeah, stop speaking doubt into L.A.
You're justified by your word, condemned by them, or justified. But thank you.
But I resent that coffee. I appreciate it. Eric, five coffees. Historically, when a man lost his woman, it involved his death. That's why it feels like death. You were supposed to die.
I don't understand that.
I think that it meant like the enemy comes and kills you and takes your woman. Something like that.
What?
What I think of, where my mind goes when I read this thing about historically, when a man lost his woman, it involved his death. So,
what does that mean? It involved his death.
He would get killed in the midst of it. Either she would be taken from him, and then he would get captured and killed, or whatever. That's what I'm thinking.
Amazing. I have no understanding what he's saying. Not even what he is explaining, but okay. Thank you. I'm slow. I'm black and slow, so I'm missing it. All right. Amazing.
Three more coffees from Jamie again.
Okay.
I am a soon-to-be 37-year-old single white male. Great job. Same job for over 16 years. And I'll admit I'm horrible with managing my money. I spend on things that temporarily bring joy. Four pairs of $300 plus earbuds, spend way too much on clothes, food, and etc. Tip way too much when out. Must be white. Oh, yeah, he did say white. My father said I send my money away. Shrugging face emoji.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well with that. Because they didn't ask a question or anything.
Right. He was just commenting yesterday because we were talking about how younger people are blowing their money and they can't buy a house and stuff like that. Shout out.
I want you to know it's not true at all that young people cannot buy a home. It's not true. And in every generation that has ever existed on this planet, whatever generation you were in at that time, money seemed, or things seemed to cost too much. And it seemed like in your mind that you didn't have enough money. It don't matter the generation. But what happened to you, you don't realize that you don't have self-control. You're not in control of your life and you believe this lie that you can't buy a house, you can't buy this, you can't buy that. But on one hand, you're getting everything else you want with your money. Everything else you want to do with your money, you do it. You're unwilling to sacrifice. And so the devil in you and the devil in others give you excuses. Why you can't, oh, the economy is too high. This, but you don't understand, Jesse, when you were younger, things were cheaper. Things may have been cheaper, and they were, but the money was not as big as it is today. If you take control of your life, there's nothing on earth you cannot have. But you're out of control, so it seems impossible. Impossible. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. What's his name again?
Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. Amazing.
Brooke B. on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. We love you, Jesse and crew. Thank God for you. And it has a purple heart emoji.
Thank you. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. Thank God for your support. Amazing. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. It's called Boomerang Kids because the parents raised them so weak that they came back. So yes, young people sacrifice less, but they only follow their weak parents' example. However, you can still make it. Love y'all. Three hearts.
Right on. You stay with it. I counseled with a young man from, and I think he was like 19, from, I don't know if it was in Neverland or somewhere way over there. And he started his own business at 19. He started a yard service thing. And he's doing well, making good money in a foreign country.
Pretty cool.
At 19. Isn't that amazing?
It
you
is.
Can do it if you want to do it. You just don't want to. And then the call that I just took, and he was saying how he was trying to help his brother move out, encourage his brother to move away from his parents. He's 18 now, so I like. But his father and mother don't want the brother to move, and the brother won't move, and blah, blah, blah. But what that when parents keep you at home, when you become an adult and they keep you at home, what they're saying to you, we don't love you. They say, I don't love you. Stay home. I don't love you. Don't go out and deal with life. I don't love you. I need you here to make myself feel good. I feel like a good parent. I'm keeping my adult children home. So I feel good. It's not about you. It's about them. Ego nature, human nature, is always about the individual. It's never about the other person in any situation at all. So those parents that are keeping their adult children at home, they don't love you. They just feel good about being wrong. They're using you like an ego person used drugs. They're using you to feel good about themselves. That's all that is. Amazing. That's not love. Parents do not love their children. I rest my case. Thank you.
Marilyn, Uncle Jesse, what's interesting regarding the topic of boomerang kids is that in the Bible, the kid who leaves home is considered to be in love with the worldly way, the prodigal son. And the kid who stays home with the father is a level-headed one. Even Isaac never left home. He was working for his father Abraham till 40 when he brought a wife for him. I don't know what this means, but it's interesting.
Well, leave home with the father in the Bible means you turned away from God. It doesn't mean you physically left home or not. It's talking about you turning away from your father, God, toward your mama, which is the devil. In her. Not her, but the devil in her. That's what that means. It's not physical. Amazing. Thank you.
Nico, how does one become a Christian?
By not becoming one. But forgiven, salvation is of the heart. See that you're angry, resentful, fearful, shy, worried, stressed. When you can see that and admit it, I am wrong. I have this resentment in me, this anger. I'm going to forgive. Forgive your mother and your father. You will become a son or daughter of God. And that is Christianity. True Christianity is forgiveness and loving God with all your heart, soul, and might. and love your enemy. Love your neighbor, love your enemy. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Being enlightened till I rise, 10 coffees, moaning, gentlemen, wishing y'all well. So, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, I just wanted to say, laughing with tears, just wanted to say my second child's ultrasound appointment, and it's confirmed that my wife is having another boy. What? My wife called me alpha male, salute, laughing, when I've actually realized I'm still not sure I know the secret. Have a good Thursday, y'all.
So this is their first boy?
Second boy.
And the first child was a boy?
Uh-huh.
Alpha male. You don't even have to think about that. You are alpha male. Right on. Keep making boys. Thank you.
Very generous, sir.
Yeah.
Truth for Jesus. Bought a coffee saying, truth for Jesus. Bought a coffee saying, truth for Jesus. Bought a coffee. He literally says this, okay? Jesse, what's wrong with California? Can we get a red governor? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. American flag, thanks, praying hands, and a flag that has the green stripe, the white stripe, and the red stripe or orange stripe. And I don't remember whether that's Italy or Mexico or Ireland or what. I don't know my flags. Let me look it up.
It has green on top.
No, it's a side by side.
Oh.
Strike, strike, strike.
It's stop. Anybody know?
I can't take the pressure. I'll have to look it up and tell you guys later, because for the sake of time.
Right. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Truth for Jesus.
I got to stop right there. We'll look at it, Truth for Jesus.
Next Super Chat. We'll have it.
Right on.
Maybe.
Let me take go back to the busy phone. Greg out of Florida. Blah, 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 blah. Greg, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson. How are you, sir?
All is well, Greg. How are you?
I'm working, 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 man.
Right on. Nice.
I had a question for him, but you already answered it. It's funny. Every time I get up in the morning, I got a question. It seems to be the same thing you talk about during the day.
That's amazing.
I was going to say, though, for people that try to do the right thing and change their path. Before I started listening to you when I was doing everything the wrong way and really didn't know what was going on, you have things that don't go right during the day. You'll have, obstacles to overcome. And you think, oh, this can be better than this. And then when you start to do the right thing, it's like a light switch. It's like when you do the right thing, it's like all day long you've got those obstacles. So you know something's working against you.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. If you can, huh? You can hear. Hold on, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, buddy. I got to take a break. 888-7753-773. Two more hours ago, and I come back straight to the calls and your super chats. The hate news is right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment.
Of the Lord forever and always. I rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? According to AP, the House for the first time approved a war powers resolution that bipartisan, by the way, which typically usually means evil, you know, and Thomas Massie was in on this thing. He voted with the Democrats along with like three or four other so-called Republicans. And maybe, I don't know, maybe they're kind of right at whatever. And it might be the right timing, too. But, you know, it'll go to the Senate. The Senate already passed something like this. And then if it passes the, add it past the House, pass the Senate. If it passes the Senate, Trump's, they say Trump is likely to veto. But imagine if he didn't, you know? Imagine if he signed it. Who knows? The timing might be right. But anyway, President Trump says he will nominate Todd Blanche to serve as Attorney General. And Trump berated Netanyahu, Bibi Netanyahu, beast Bibi Netanyahu, over Lebanon strikes. Israel's been doing some Lebanon strikes that were threatening Iran talks, you know, the peace deal talks. And so Trump cussed him out. And so now Iran's like, oh, okay, Trump is tough. He's leading this situation, maybe. And by the way, Hezbollah has these fiber optic drones. It's so crazy. I was looking into it. They have these lines that can go for miles, many, many, many kilometers. And it's just like a fishing line type thing. But it's allows them to see very clear images because it's directly tied to this drone. And it goes, it's cool, so cool. But anyway, you know, those things are crazy. And Hezbollah has them. Whoa, who gave them that? Or are they technologically savvy or advanced that they could invent that stuff themselves? And it's exposing cracks in Israel's defenses because, you know, they're flying low, they're small. You can't hardly detect them and stuff like that until they're within striking distance or something. So it's also good for, like, surveillance or seeking out or spying or whatever. Terrible. Anyway, FBI personnel have fatally shot a man holding hostages in Bakersfield, California, police say. This might be a little bit old. About a day ago, there was this report. I had told you, I guess the other day, that the day before, they had that situation in Bakersfield, California, where a guy was trying to rob a bank or something. Early Wednesday, FBI shot and killed a gunman, so-called gunman. I call him gun male, not a man. Ending a 15-hour hostage standoff at a downtown Bakersfield office building. All 10 hostages found unharmed inside a facility housing J.P. Morgan Chase bank branch, as well as a school district office. Huh. Standoff began 1 p.m. Tuesday, and it went into, you know, after midnight Wednesday, when the Bakersfield Police Department responded to a bomb threat at a four-story Chase Bank building. Suspect barricaded himself inside with several people. Whew. Crisis negotiators maintained telephone contact with the suspect, you know, just like the movies, I guess. Securing the release of two hostages Tuesday night, local live streamer Jacob Davidson captured footage of the scene from a nearby tattoo shop. The FBI identified the suspect as 41-year-old Anthony Scott and a hyphenated last name of Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S, hyphen Harris, a registered so-called sex offender with a history of violence. And I guess he's gone now. They did him in. Sid Patel of the FBI Sacramento field office confirmed the suspect was killed 4:20 a.m. Wow. What a shame. What a waste, huh? Mess. For nothing. Anyway, Bakersfield is a city of about 380,000 residents in Kern County, California, located about 100 miles northeast of L.A., okay? Northeast. Yeah, that makes sense. And downtown area remained cordoned off during the investigation. Crazy stuff happening in Bakersfield, of all places. Anyway, Zach Lan defeated the Trump-backed Randy Feenstra. And this Zach Lan guy, he may become, like, Iowa's governor. Hopefully, I guess. He seems based, but who knows. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question: did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? If you believe in him, you shall be born again. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you got to go and put your kids away in a school somewhere because you don't love them, or you got to do this, you got to work out, whatever, but you'd like to still listen to the show while it is happening, you can. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live, podcast the show, and then call the show on your phone. Call the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues. But God said it. I want it.
Amazing. I'm going to tell those bastards they don't believe in the Lord. Oh, amazing. A spiritual battle, right? And it's amazing. I want to go back to Greg out of Florida, from Florida. Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No, I was just making a comment on, you know, sticking with what you're doing.
Yes.
No matter how bad the pain is. And since it's Bible Thumping Thursday, I'll tell you my favorite. I don't read the Bible much once in a while because it seems like when I read it a lot of times, the devil tries to deceive me. So I kind of just do my silent prayer, but My favorite thing that I've ever heard you say and that I've watched is when, I don't remember if it was Paul, one of them stepped out of the boat to walk on the water and he started sinking, and Jesus told him, "Ye of little faith."
Yeah.
Because he doubted himself. That's what I remind myself every day when I feel that pain and I think, well, Satan makes me think you can't do this. And then if I agree with it, I tell myself all the time, "Ye of little faith."
Right on. That was Peter, I believe.
It was Peter. Okay, I'm not a Bible thumper. Sorry, I'm too stupid to remember some of that stuff.
Yeah, I understand. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian, Greg?
Yes, sir.
I
grew up Baptist.
So let me ask you about the biblical question. Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
If I don't know for sure, but if I just go off of common sense, to me, it would say yes.
Okay. Amazing.
So I don't read the Bible like that, so I don't know. I think I've heard before that the Bible says those who believe in me shall have everlasting life, but I don't know about the exact one you're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my
questions
in on Sunday. So everything else is going well for you now? Because I know you've been working on yourself for a while now.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's going well because I know every day gets harder, which is telling me that I'm getting closer to heaven, because you say the more pain you feel, the closer to heaven you're getting. So I know that's working. And I know the pain's not over with, so I just do like you say, take the whooping till the whooping's through.
That's right. You got to go through hell to reach heaven.
I know it's crazy when you tell people that. You know, I've said that to somebody before. I'm like, well, I've been listening to this new preacher, and he said you got to walk through hell to get to heaven. And he said, man, I don't know if I'd listen to that guy. And I said, I said, you know, he reminds me of when Job went through all that suffering and everybody told him that, you know, God's not for you. He's not doing this. Why would God do this to somebody? And regardless of what people told him, he stuck with it. And look, he won the prize and everybody else didn't. So it's like, you got to do it. There's no way around it. And once you hear the truth, you can't turn around.
That's right. Absolutely.
You can't. Man. I mean, I've really tried before, Jesse. I've been like, you know, when I first started with you, I was like, you know what? I just want to see what would happen. You know, I'm like, because I'm curious all the time. I want to see for myself what happens. And right. I'm like, I want to see what happens if I go back to doing some of the stuff I did. And I did. And even though I did it, it didn't even give me temporary pleasure anymore. And the whole time I did it, I knew that I was wrong. I couldn't even, you know, like I couldn't even tell myself. Once you see the truth like that, no matter if you want to do it or not, or whether you resent the pain or not, you can't turn around. You just got to keep going.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It is.
And you don't really want to turn around, because once you leave hell and then you go back, it is a 10-time, 1,000-time worse than what you left.
And, you know, people, you know, you said all the time, just because Jesus died on the cross don't mean you don't have to walk through hell. And I think people, the way I grew up hearing these so-called Christians and people, they really think, well, because Jesus came here and died for them, well, I don't have nothing to do, you know. I just, you know, it's going to be heaven on earth every day and all this. And I'm like, man, that is stupid. Like, I mean, once you realize the truth, you sit back and you're like, it's crazy how blind you can be if you speak so boldly when you're blind, as if you know what you're talking about, and you really don't.
Amazing. Nice. Well, great. Good to hear from you, man.
Yes, sir. Same to you. I listen to you every day, brother. Keep it up. I appreciate your words.
And I will. And you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I can't go back.
Right on. Thank you, Greg.
Yes, sir. Amazing.
Take care now.
Bye. Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Oregon and talk to Mike. Mike, you are on the air.
All right, brother. Let me get you off speed.
Okay. I know better. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
All right, second time caller. Appreciate your show.
Right on.
So I wanted to clarify a couple things. I'm old. I've been listening to you for probably 5-6 years. Me and my drummer in Montana sitting around listening to you used to say a lot, the gutless liberals. So we were wondering if you were saying godless or gutless, because I thought it was gutless, like they don't got no guts. They thought it was godless. So what were you trying to say there? Because I couldn't understand the pronunciation.
That's a good question. I'm sure at times I said godless, and then there have been times when I said gutless.
Oh, so it could go either way?
Right, yeah.
It covers it both, because
yes.
Because that's how we feel about liberals. Godless, gutless, it's really both, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I've been wondering that for quite some time.
How old are you, Mike?
I totally understand what you're saying about racism doesn't exist because it's this good or bad. I totally understand that. But I listened to your show a lot, and this black guy was on there about a week or two ago, and you said he was racist. So I was just wondering how you could call somebody racist when racism doesn't exist.
Were you looking at an old show or something?
No, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
But it's because you were telling this black guy, because you were saying you're racist, you know? And
one thing I
can comment a little more on that.
I don't know.
It's kind of just a figure of speech, right?
Yeah, I don't know which show you listen to, but sometimes, you know, because I know the liberals, the children of the lie, believe racism is this. They use that. And so sometimes I'll use it just against them.
Right. No, I totally understand it. Can I give you an example of, as a white person, how racism exists?
Yes.
Because I was, I travel up to Seattle a lot. I'm in Oregon. You know, I'm your northern neighbor. We're all West Coast. We're all liberal states, no matter how we vote.
Yeah.
But I've been in Seattle, and I haven't been hurt, but I always take the train, right, back and forth. I do my little independent contracting trips. So I was getting ready to get on the train back to, you know, Eugene, Springfield from Seattle, and I'm sitting out there just, I got a half hour, and this young black fella comes up to me. He's not a big guy, but he's a lot younger than me. I'm like 56, right? And he says, hey, you got a cigarette? And I said, no, I don't smoke. And he goes, you got a light? I said, yeah, man, you want a light? And he goes, give me your lighter. I said, I looked at him like, huh? And he's like, give me your lighter. And like, I wasn't scared of him. So I just looked at him and he walked off. But that's an example of racism, because like a black person wouldn't do that to another black person because they know he'd beat your ass. You know what I mean? But they think we're weak and they want to keep us scared. So.
That's amazing.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand. Be careful out there, but I mean, do understand.
I love your show, and getting ready for White History Month. It's beautiful. And
July is White History Month. Amazing.
Yeah, you're the founder.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Well, anyway, thank you for clearing that up. I'm going to tell my friend that. Okay. It's gutless or godless. Either way.
It's the same.
And you have to talk about racism to extreme liberals, because you're just making a point.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. We'll call you again when I have a good question for you again.
All right, Mike. Stay with it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Scott out of Indiana. Scott, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you, buddy?
All is well, Scott.
Good. I was just calling to...
Happen? Your phone dropped, Scott. Call back. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Josh, from Georgia.
Yes, sir. Hey, to comment on that, someone had made the comment about the prodigal son seeming like he was living with his... with his parents. I mean, the other brother that wasn't the prodigal son that was living with his parents was doing the right thing. I just want to say that's the way I thought. You know, I was living with my parents till I was about 29, and I thought I genuinely thought I was doing the right thing.
That's amazing. So you thought that when it said that one son stayed and one left, it meant physical?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, he is spiritual. The son was turned away from the father. Not that he was like, because it wasn't speaking. I know it wasn't about the physical. I do notice that when some people read about in the Bible and they hear about those stories, they automatically think physical, not realizing that Christ was speaking in the spirit.
Right. Yeah, that's tricky, man. Because I was staying out of trouble. My brother got a girl pregnant and did the whole family court thing and child support. And I thought I was the good one, but you know, because I was living with mama, I was more the mama's boy, basically. So I was the beta.
That's amazing. Absolutely. So you literally stayed home until you were 29?
29. And then even two, three years after that, I was still going the Sunday dinner every single Sunday. I was like a hardcore mama's boy. And that I thought it was love, but that's hatred from my parents.
Absolutely.
You know?
Not love. Parents that let their children stay home that long, they hate their kids. They don't love them.
And I don't even think they knew that, you know? Genuinely
forgive them. I mean, I could feel them getting a thrill. What they do.
Yeah. But they were getting that thrill from it, from, like, just having me around to do odd jobs for them and do stuff. Yeah. But That is deep, man.
So when you were at home that long, you're 29, at no point being a, especially being a male, at no point you thought, you know what, I'm 29 years old, I shouldn't be home. What I'm doing, living under my parents' skirt tail. You never thought or felt anything wrong with it during that whole time?
No, because I was saving money, number one. I wasn't getting any crime. I had never been arrested. I wasn't getting any girl pregnant. So I was just scared of child support. I'm just looking at, like, everybody else either getting arrested or getting drunk or getting on drugs or getting someone pregnant. So I generally thought I was the good boy, you know?
And so you thought the good boy being home that late was a good thing?
Yeah, because it was keeping me out of trouble and I was saving money.
And so when you would date, would you bring your girlfriend home?
No, we would go to a hotel or somewhere.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay. What the?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I could sense women like judging me for that. Girl, you know, because you feel kind of like a beta, you know?
Any male that stay home past until you're 20-something is a beta.
And you're the only one saying that. You know that? No one else is saying that. I ain't never heard that until I started listening to your show. So that's big in society.
That's amazing, man. Unfortunate, but okay.
Yep. But okay, I was calling for that biblical question, though, man.
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
I'd say no. He never said that.
And why do you say no?
Because that's kind of like an inference. You know, that's what people imply, or that's what they assume that John 3:16 verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right.
So when it says whosoever believeth in him, does that mean Jesus? Does that mean whoever believes in the son? Or does that mean believe in God? I'd say it means, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that, see how tricky that is? I don't know. Some people say that means it believes in Jesus, in the Son, because it just said God forgave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. So is it believe in the Son, or is it believe in God?
Amazing. I can't respond. I wish I could.
Yeah, you can. Okay.
I got to work. I got to wait until Sunday.
All right.
And so you're saying... Jesus said that if you believe in him, you shall be born again. You said he didn't say it?
I'm saying he didn't say that because Jesus said, why do you call me good in that other verse? I'm not good. It's the Father in me doing these things.
Okay.
So it's the Father they made Jesus into God. By saying that, but Jesus was saying, why do you call me good? It's the Father that's good. It's not me doing these things. I have to do my Father's business.
Okay.
So those verses in the Christian church, like assume that Jesus is God, because I guess it tricks us into thinking that we could never be like Jesus, but we're supposed to be do exactly what Jesus did.
Amazing.
But the church wants to control us. They don't want us to figure that out, you know. So Satan uses that. They say Jesus is God as a way to keep us away from finding the real truth. So
nice. Well, I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay. No problem, man.
So do you still go home every Sunday for the Sunday breakfast thing or whatever?
Man, nah. we grew apart. I really don't even talk to my parents much anymore.
How do you feel about that?
I think it seemed like they kind of respect me a little more for that.
Yeah.
But they're, like, annoyed by it, but they kind of understand.
Right.
That, you know, he, yeah, because I was always a hardcore mama's boy, and like, they know I need to grow up. So
absolutely, man. Right on. Well, yeah. Bus.
Yep.
Thank you, Josh. And I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday.
All right, I'll be listening.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Scott called back from Indiana. Scott, go ahead. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
I'm so sorry.
That was the guy that did that earlier?
Huh? Yeah, that was Scott from the last time. It happened right in front of my face. Scott dropped again. I don't know. Yeah. I want to show you a quick example of human nature. Now, this is like an obvious bad example of human nature. But it's no different than when you judge yourself and others in your mind. It's no different than not praying for your fellow man. It's no different than betraying or whatever. It's no different. It's the same spirit, by the way, inside of all human beings. It's in the heart. And the heart is what needs to return to the Father. This is an amazing story. There was a stabbing of an 18-year-old student in the UK by a Sikh Indian. BBC is reporting Henry Novak, an 18-year-old university student, was stabbed and killed on his way home in Southampton on December 3rd, 2025. Though he told the officer he had been stabbed, police handcuffed him. After his killer falsely claimed racial abuse. Isn't that amazing? And Henry, according to the story, Henry was alone and unarmed when he filmed a knife on Vikram Dikwa's belt. Watch this from the Independence.
Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Southampton Central Police Station on Tuesday evening, accusing the force of racism over their handling of the murder of 18-year-old student Henry Novak. Police were captured on body cam footage dismissing Mr. Novak's cries for help after being fatally stabbed by Vikram Dikwa in Southampton in December 2025.
You've been stabbed. Whereabouts? I don't think you have, mate.
Mr. Novak died after Dikwa, 23, carried out a brutal knife attack which left two stab wounds to the back of Mr. Novak's legs and a fatal wound to his heart. Police footage after the incident shows Dikwa claiming he had been racially assaulted by Mr. Novak as his victim lay bleeding on the floor.
His grandma, brother, he's took my turban off. Started grabbing my head.
Are you injured?
Yeah, yeah, I've got swollen eye, a little bruise.
All right, just step back a little bit for me.
Got this stud.
Right, let's get you out of there, shall we?
I was in bed asleep.
I'll just find out. Grab his other arm. What's happened to you, right? You've been stabbed. Whereabouts? I don't think you have, mate.
Mr. Novak could be heard repeating that he couldn't breathe as officers around him dismissed his pleas that he had been stabbed. He died shortly after. Dikwa was jailed for life with a minimum term of 21 years at Southampton Crown Court on Monday, 1st of June.
Just think about that. The white man telling them, I've been stabbed. But they arrest him and not even check out, according to the report, not even looking at his stab wound. The foreigner claimed he was attacked. Maybe he was, I don't know. Oh, but they pay more attention to that than the white guy. This has happened in America too, folks. So my question for Hake when he comes in, who is racially discriminated against most in America? Jewish people or white people? Oh, that's a good question, Jesse. I'll ask that of Hake when he comes in. Isn't that amazing? Here's the body cam footage showing Henry Novak being handcuffed and saying, I can't breathe. Watch this from X.
My dad's just holding it now. He keeps dropping side to side, so I'm just trying to keep him set up.
Right.
He's got a mouthful of blood. I don't want him.
I can't breathe. He was on the bin on the other side of this gate.
He's jumped over these fences and stuff like that.
And he's up here. Away, mate.
His officers. He's fallen from there and he slipped from there.
His other shoe is left over there, mate.
What's your name, mate?
Up here.
Huh? Has anyone been hurt other than him?
Yeah, me.
He's grabbed my brother. He's took my turban off. Started grabbing my head.
Are you injured?
Yeah, I've got swollen eye, a little bruise.
All right, just step back a little bit for me. Someone flag these down.
Fuck this, Dad.
Right, let's get you out of there, shall we? Oh.
I was in bed asleep.
Whenever we just find
out,
then
someone's attacked.
Grab his other arm.
What's
happened to you, right?
You've
been stabbed. Whereabouts? I don't think you have, mate. Hand.
I can't breathe.
Put the hand in the cuff, mate.
Yeah.
He's saying he's been stabbed, so
let's
just
check him. Where do you think he's been stabbed? In the face?
At the moment, you are under arrest, and that's for assault, so you do not have to say anything. May harm a defence if you do not mention when questioned. It's up to which you later align in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence, all right?
Amazing, huh? And the last footage is from Right Angle News. The video has surfaced of Henry Novak's killer threatening people during a road rage incident with the same knife he later used to take Henry's life. Watch this from X.
Come on, recording him.
Come on, man, please.
Where's the second hand? So that was, according to the report, Henry Novak's killer. He was threatening other people during a road rage incident, according to this report, with the same knife he later took Henry's life. Hake, who is most discriminated against or racially charged against in America? White people or Jewish people?
White people.
And why do you say white people?
Because it's all my life it's been out in the open, where you just accuse them of racism, both blacks and whites and Hispanics and Asians and everybody, and Jews. And Jews are hated partly because they are white, because they're the white Jews are the ones who are probably most hated. And because of the cultural differences issue.
Amazing.
But that is condemned by whites and Jews and everybody.
But nobody looks out for the white people.
Nobody condemns the white hate, except for, like, the fringe, the radical whites.
Amazing.
And they're condemned for condemning the hate.
This situation in the UK reminds me of George Floyd. Remember George was supposed to be crying, I can't breathe?
Yeah.
Amazing. Back in a moment.
I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace, and it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up, for I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And check out our merch. Amazing merch. Every dime goes right back into getting this work done. Every dime goes back to the nonprofit. Check out Punchy's 250-year silver coin, a nice investment and a way of helping us to help others. And we have the books. No, Punchy's coffee. Good. It's so good. And then the books. My books are amazing, and I will sign them if you like. And then the mugs and T-shirts and hats and hoodies and all kinds of things. Amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingdemand.com/stores, rebuildingdemand.com/stores. I appreciate it. So Scott from Indiana called and said he's sorry. He'll call tomorrow when he's home. He's trying to call while at work. It's not working. No problem, Scott. Let me go to Australia and talk to a first-time caller, Philip, out of Australia.
Hello, Philip. Jesse. Hey, you're an absolute legend. I've watched some of your YouTube videos, some of the other things you've done, and some of them I've watched probably 100 times.
Amazing.
But, man, I don't know. You've got the gift of the gab, man. You're just good, you know. But the thing is, you speak the truth. That's what we love, you know. You speak the truth, and you're not biased or anything like that. You just say it the way it is.
Well, the Lord knows that we need the truth on the earth, because the hell is destroying everybody.
Yeah, and I honestly just rang up to tell you that I really appreciate you and I think you do a good job, but I just thought of something. We had a bunch of people saying Free Palestine here in Australia, and they're all, like, protesting. I was actually walking down the street to buy milk, and I was actually hit by somebody, but doesn't matter. It wasn't important. But the thing is like, and then you got all the Australian other people coming and, you know, rallying as well. So it was like a fist fight kind of in a way. It wasn't really something. But then we see it happening in the UK. Look, you know, I really don't know much about it. I'm not that educated, but the thing is, I'm smart enough in the things that I know, but Free Palestine, and then Israel is doing some terrible things in Palestine, whatever. So I don't know the answer to it. It's still a mystery to me, but the thing is you're the one to decipher it and probably get into it and do a better job than anyone else could do. But, yeah, it's a mixed-up world, isn't it?
You it's know, the crazy. Thing is like, it's insane, Philip. Philip, how are white people treated in Australia?
Well, white people in Australia, it's kind of interesting because I speak a certain amount of languages. You know, I'm not fluent in all of them, but the thing is, if you're Indian, if you're a Sudanese African, this and that, you're treated pretty good. But if you're an Aboriginal, for some reason, I only know it from knowing things, because I used to work in a cafe in a place called St Kilda in Victoria. It's a very sort of posh kind of, you know, trendy place to go. And we had an Australian artist, singer, Yothi Yindi, and he was an Aboriginal. And then what happened was, they came to the cafe, they made him sit outside. You know, and it wasn't until somebody told somebody in the place, oh, that's Yothi Yindi. You can look him up on YouTube. But the thing is, and then they wanted to give him the best seat in the place and treat him so special. He walked away and went somewhere else. But the thing was, he had every right to do that. But yeah, the Aboriginals in St Kilda have a bit of a bad rap because there's a lot of drug addicts and other things like that. But for me, I'm very blessed. I actually have an Aboriginal friend who's the blessing, and she's incredibly good at her art. You know.
So Aboriginal means like, white. Does Aboriginal mean white person? Hey.
No, an Aboriginal person is a traditional person.
Oh,
it's
a native black person.
A native black person, yes.
Oh,
and
so
how
are the white people treated in Australia?
Well, from my experience, not very good. You know, and the thing is, not very good. I mean, I don't care. I treat everybody the same. But the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think every skin color is beautiful because God created it, you know, and then...
But let me ask you, do white people speak up in Australia, or are they afraid to speak up?
No, they do speak up. Some people do speak up. They really do, you know, and it's like, whatever, they really do speak up. But then you've just got incidences in all society and all sort of things that aren't that great. But
yeah,
I will say... like foreign people here that come to Australia. I mean, we love the Asians, we love the Greeks. You know, like Yasser still kind of skeptical, Kalimata. You know, that's Greek. But the thing is like we love the people, but for some reason, Aboriginals had a really hard time. And the thing is,
let me ask you this because of time, Philip. Why do y'all let why do you guys let foreigners into your country?
Well, the immigration is crazy because we have a housing crisis at the moment, like you do in America, and I know because I went with my friend to a house opening for they were just looking at the house and
but what I'm trying to understand, why do they let foreigners in? Why don't they stop the foreigners from coming in?
Well,
I
honestly can't answer that question. I'm not smart enough to answer that question. But what I will say is that I'm white, but I will say immigration's been a blessing to us. You know, we need to build our country. We're only a small... We're the size of America, but we've only got like 25 million people here, and having immigration is really important. But
why?
I think we need to.
Why is that important?
I don't know. It builds up economy and everything like that. But
it's all the brain trouble.
Well, they can do. They definitely do. Well, see, I'll tell you something. In my church that I go to, you know, it's a Sudanese church. Well, it's not really Sudanese. I mean, It's just a church.
Is it? But most of the people in it. Is it a Christian church?
It's a Christian church.
Oh, okay.
But everybody there is from Sudan. They're Sudanese immigrants.
Sudan
and there's me and one other person, and we're the only white people in the church.
Whoa!
They're beautiful. Well, they're beautiful and wonderful, kind, loving people. But what happens is you get the Sudanese immigrants that come here, and then they let their kids run wild and whatever, and this and that. They're not in the church or nothing. And so there's been a lot of crime done by Sudanese young kids, you know.
Oh.
In my church, though, it's very different because they've got Christian parents. We go to a church together. Now, I don't care what church I go to. It's funny because the church I used to go to before, they were all Asian. What about? And I only pick churches based on how close they are to me, you know. So the thing is, and then I go and see them how bad they do. But the thing is, in my church, I'm very blessed. And I will say the Sudanese in my church, they're good people, you know. And I don't know what it is about them, but the thing is, they have a loving way.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they're just, and they're really nice and everything like that.
Right.
And I really enjoy it there. And
how old are you, Philip?
I'm 27.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I got to run, but I appreciate your call. Thank you.
And can I just say one last thing before I go? Jesse, keep up the good work because you're an awesome person and we need truth in the world. And we love your show and so many people do. And you don't know how much people you reach, but the thing is you reach people and you change minds. So thank you so much.
Right on. Thanks for your call, Philip. And you stay with it. I appreciate it.
Right. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Her around the world. Oh, so I had Myron Gain on. Hey, you're telling me that Myron Gain is a Sudanese?
Yeah, he said on your show that he's Sudanese, or right. His parents were Sudanese anyway.
And Sudanese is from Northern Africa?
Sudan, I believe, is North Africa. Because they're kind of Arab-looking, but also sort of black-looking.
Right, because Myron didn't look. He got, you know, somewhat the color of a black.
Yeah.
But he didn't look black. And he had the good hair and everything.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Amazing. Super, super.
Nice.
Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Truth for Jesus had given that emoji, that flag emoji.
Right.
I looked it up. Irish flag.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Thank you, Truth for Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Truth for Jesus.
And pardon my ignorance.
Pardon the white man's ignorance.
Bree K, 5 coffees, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Bree K.
As always.
Yep.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, check this out if you really want to know if most black people truly believe in God or if they're Christian. Ask them if they're willing to forgive the white man for slavery. What do you think about that idea, Jesse? No joke, Jesse, I'm dead serious. I think that'll be a great idea.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your suggestion. Thank you.
Games for Rec, 1,000 gold pills on pilled.net saying the treasure chest is now open.
What happened to the treasure chest?
It went away for good.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
DLive messed themselves up by messing us up.
So DLive was the treasure chest?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
They went away.
Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, I don't know if you're aware of passing the Peebo Bryson, passing of the Peebo Bryson, but he passed at the age of 75. Rest in peace, one of the artists who sung Beauty and the Beast, A Whole New World from the 1992 classic Aladdin with Celine Dion. May his soul rest in peace. Peebo, P-E-A-B-O, Bryson.
Thank you.
Peebo Bryson was an American singer-songwriter. Collaborated with Luther Vandross and Sissy Houston.
Amazing. Well, may his soul rest in peace. I was not aware of that, Mike, but may his soul rest in peace.
Sang in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Thank you, Mike Young.
Yes.
Brooke and David says, God is good all the time. Purple heart emoji. Love all you guys. What a mess. Hee hee.
What a mess. Thank you.
Andy P, no message.
Thank you.
Bert, I judged others for not being perfect because I'm not.
Yep. The only reason you judge others is because you're not, and it gives you a false sense of lifting yourself up, not knowing you're going deeper down into the darkness. That's the only reason you judge others. No other reason. Because if you didn't judge, if you could see, you would not be judged, and then you'd be lifted up. Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar or Caesar. Jesse, I'm not saying you have the answers, but ever since I've been watching and listening to you, I've been living in heaven on earth. Work on yourself, folks. Dominican thanks hands emoji.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything. It's going to be mind. You're going to shake your head. I didn't know. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. What the? Really? It's going to be amazing. Thank you.
No More Thoughts says, Jesse, lately when I silent pray, my head moves side to side. I just ignore it. Yeah. Anything like that ever happen to you?
And when that happened, no. But when it happened, just stay present and watch it and don't be afraid because evil does not want to depart from you. That's amazing.
Jamie, Seven Coffees, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Nice.
America the Beautiful. Morning, Jesse. I sat next to you at the Women's Forum in January this year. I was about 21 weeks pregnant then with my fourth child due in May around your birthday. Well, baby girl came Tuesday, June 2nd, healthy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Middle name is Lee, just like yours. We're home and doing well. We love you, Jesse.
Right on. Congratulations. And that's amazing. I wish you well. And hi, little Jesse. Amazing. Thank you.
Lord have mercy, bought a coffee. On the topic of adults living with the parents, if the parents have an in-law tiny house and rent it to the adult child, is that okay? Or is it best for them to live in a different town?
I would recommend you live in a different town. But now let's say you're working on yourself and you're in control of your own life and you want to allow your parents to come out or come to your house and influence you and mess with you, you'll be fine. But that takes a lot. You got to overcome anger for something like that to work. But God said, and I agree, take your family far away from your husband. Take your wives far away from their family and yours. This is amazing. Thank you. I wish you well.
Orion, can you talk about Enoch and how he was faithful for 300 years and then taken away by God? I was wondering what faithful meant.
I don't know about Enoch. I do know about Enoch. I have read about Enoch. I even saw a little video of Enoch recently, and it was amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Jamie, Three Coffees. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, love, leave the rest to God. Ronald Reagan quoted.
And where's Ronald Reagan now?
In heaven.
I rest my case. Thank you. Amazing.
Popcorn's Thump Keg, Jesse. When you were talking about Ruby Bridges, wanted to ensure history is not forgotten. You said the spirit of truth says you don't even have a past to think about and forgiveness is to forget. So does that mean White History Month is canceled since there is no past history to remember?
This month, when White History happens, it'll be July, so it'll be happening right then and there.
Nice try, Popcorn.
Every moment is now. There is no past. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, if O.J. had been accused of killing his black wife, you would not have seen the same passion stirred up. Al Sharpton quoted.
Amazing. Thank you.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Thank you all for your support. Rick out of Virginia, you're on the air.
Everybody and their mom, we're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Man, it's Bible Thumping Thursday, man. So I'm going to ask, you know, Jesse, when you talk to most blacks, how they believe that everybody in the Bible was black. And that don't really matter to me because everybody came from Noah's three sons. So you got all kinds of people. And yet, you have mostly black people complain about White people, world population only make up about approximately maybe 12 to 15% of the world population. But yet they seem like they're the prosperous people. Now, all the other nations are made up of people of different colors, and yet they are in extreme poverty, most countries are, and people, as they say, color run them. You get what I'm saying, Jesse?
You said, repeat, who is the most prosperous?
Yeah, like your country, you know, your whites make up only about maybe 12 to 15% of the world population. And when you go to Europe, most everybody tries to go to Europe to have, you know, try and find work and careers. You get what I'm saying?
Are you saying that people from around the world want to go to the white countries in order to try to succeed in life?
Exactly my point. Yeah. But yet they always constantly say they racist, all this stuff. And yet you got people from, when people in Africa get degrees, they go to Europe to find careers.
Yeah.
They got to leave Africa. You see what I'm saying?
It's interesting that it's the white people who are innovative, motivated, and they tend to create the best environment around the world. And so there's something going on with white people that nobody else seems to understand.
You know,
why are white people smarter, Rick?
You know, I have no answer for that. But I can say this, every country that has a capitalist economy does well, which is most of your countries in Europe, Japan,
Japan is white.
Well, yeah, a lot of Japanese seem to be white.
Oh, yeah, Japanese
when
are
I was
white,
stationed out there, most of them are white or either yellow. We're not, you know, high bright, but they're close to white.
And so are they considered white people?
I do. I consider them that. Because they come from the descendant of Japheth.
Who?
They're Japhethites.
And so you see Japanese people as white people?
I do. Yes, I do. It's my opinion.
And why do you see them as white?
Because their skin is like white.
Well, I don't think hate going to light the fact that you put more white people in their group.
Well, I'm just saying. If you look at Japanese and Koreans, they look white, man.
Hate doesn't want to accept the Italian people as white.
You know, what are Italians? Are Italians white? I mean, are they white?
I think they're Italian, but some people say they are white.
So it's Italians. I consider them white because they're Europeans.
Are they white?
They're citizens of Jeffite.
They're kind of white, but they feel a little bit Middle Eastern almost.
They feel Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
But they are white?
Yeah, begrudgingly they're white. Shout out, Italians.
Do you see Jewish people as white?
Yeah. They're just a different kind of white.
Yeah, you got some black Jews, pecan Jews, all colors of Jews.
They're just not the Christian type of white. And so,
most of the Jews,
of
I agree with James on that, because like all the ones that come over here are liberal times 20.
Indeed.
Amazing.
He said it.
Thank you, Rick. And, I got to take a break. I appreciate it.
Oh, quick question?
What?
Question? Yeah, one last question, Jesse. And you know, too, the Metcalf, what's that on? You remember the case?
Hold on, Rick. Hold on. Let me take a break. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hold on, Rick.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge,
at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. I was telling you guys in the last hour, this is hate news, not fake news, that Zach Lahn, L-A-H-N, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, defeated the Randy Feenstra, a Trump-backed candidate in the Iowa GOP primary candidacy for governor. And Zach Lahn is a Republican businessman and farmer, won Iowa's GOP gubernatorial primary, defeating Trump-backed Representative Randy Feenstra by a narrow margin, but decisive. Feenstra did concede shortly after polls closed, despite late endorsements from notable Republicans, including President Donald J. Trump. And Zach Lahn, ran as an outsider with a Make America Healthy Again agenda, supported by MAHA Action, Make America Healthy Again Action, contrasting Feenstra's establishment ties. Zach Lahn will face Democrat State Auditor Rob Sand in a competitive general election race in Iowa, rated a toss-up currently by political analysts. So Iowa may get a demon rat, I call them, right? But they may get this Zach Lahn guy. And this guy was shown in like 2009 or something like that as a college student. This Zach Lahn guy, I think, I saw on X, talking to and debunking Barack Obama's Obamacare, his planned Obamacare. I don't know if it was planned or if it was in, or if it had already won and been signed into law at that point. I forget exactly how it went. Obamacare, Zach Lahn debunked it, and he knows about health. Interesting. Shout out. It would be interesting. So a young man, relatively young, may become governor. That would be cool. Hopefully it doesn't be Rob Sand. This is the end of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. It is June 4th. It's the first Thursday of the month, y'all. That means Men's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond here in Los Angeles. Men only, in person only, no recording, no streaming, no pictures. Join us, guys, if you're able. Male guys, not female guys, okay? And rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. You can also call the Bond office if you do need info. 323-782-1980. Leave a message if you call right now because the phones are not on yet, but they kick on about 9 a.m. here, and you can call and get any info. Donate, subscribe, schedule counseling with Jesse Lee Peterson through Bond, rebuildingtheman.com/events for the men's forum. Very cool. By the way, the Hake Report is happening after the Jesse Lee Peterson show. I'm live for 2 hours right after Jesse Lee. And then right after Hake, American Anchor Baby live for 2 hours. Nice. Catch American Anchor Baby. That's Nick, the board operator right here. Live Monday through Friday. It's very cool. On YouTube and Rumble. George Santos. I mentioned George Santos. He was probed and... meaning investigated, okay, for betting on himself on this. Apparently, it's a platform. I haven't looked into it. Called Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I. He is like, oh, I bet George Santos is going to go. Oh, he made this announcement. I'm going to attend the State of the Union address. And then he bet that he wouldn't go attend the State of the Union address because he wasn't actually going to go. And he bet on this Kalshi thing that he wasn't going to go. And then he didn't go. And so he won himself a bunch of money by winning a bet that he already knew that he would win. Crazy. Allegedly. Okay, allegedly. That's what they're claiming. So George Santos with his scheming, he cracks me up. Kind of. Shout out. And Americans' national park passes will pay for Trump's July 4th plans, so show documents. And it's, you know, diverting visitor fees to the Washington Beautification Projects, per the Washington Compost, which might be kind of a good idea. I don't know. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show. Last hour, hour three.
About themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Didn't Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, and you got to do what you got to do, of course, you can podcast the show, but listen on your phone. And listen on your phone. You still can be listening as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo. Amazing. All emotion. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. God is a dispassionate God. God is not an emotional God. So if you are an emotional person, you need to know something's wrong. The lights are on, but nobody's home. You are insane. You are what they call mentally ill. An emotional person is an mentally ill person. And that you can count on, depend on, and never worry. You can overcome emotions. Whoever told you that emotion was good, they lied to you. That's your enemy. You better run. Emotions are not good. Let me go back to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Okay, Jeff. Can I hit the biblical question? I forgot today is Bible Thumper Day, if I can hit the biblical question.
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
You know what?
I got to research that one. But I'm going to say, I think yes. I think yes.
And why do you say yes?
I say yes because when you truly accept Jesus Christ, you will have a change in your lifestyle, man. You're going to want to do the things that Christ commanded you to do.
Why do you say yes? Jesus said,
you know,
if you believe in him, you shall be born again. Why do you say yes? He said that.
Oh, yeah, because, well, of course, you got to believe that Jesus Christ died for all mankind's sins. And once you believe that, you become saved.
Did Jesus say you need to believe that?
Yes.
Where did he say that?
I want to say it's in Matthew somewhere, Jesse. I could be quoting it wrong, but I think it's in Matthew when Christ said, believe that my Father sent me, and believe that my Father sent me. If you believe in my Father, believe in me, because me and my Father are one.
So you say, yes, Jesus said that if you believe in him, you shall be born again.
Yes.
And where did he say that?
Oh, you know what? I'm quoting Matthews, and I could be wrong, Justice, but I'm quoting Matthews. I would have to research that, but I'm just taking a guess at it now.
Okay, but you're pretty sure that Jesus said,
you know what?
If you believe in me, you shall be born again. You're pretty sure he said that, right?
I'm almost pretty sure.
Okay.
But I just can't give you, and I could be wrong, Jesse, but I just can't give you, I don't want to give you no Bible in Texas. It's not there.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
But you're saying yes.
But,
in your response to the biblical question, you're saying yes, he did say that. Hello? Hey, Rick?
Hey, Jesse.
You're saying that, yes, he did say that, right?
Yes. But I can't, you know, I don't want to quote no scriptures. I don't want to mislead nobody, especially when it comes to the Word of God. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
Okay. I'll put my little juices in on Sunday. Hey, I appreciate that, Rick. Thank you.
I'll be looking at it because, hey, I don't want to be no false prophet. We got enough of those, Jesse. we got enough false prophets. And also, it's also the Carmelo Anthony, the Carmelo Anthony and Austin Metcalf trial going on as we speak, and they're not televising it. Thank God they're not televising it.
And Carmelo is that the situation.
The black kid that stabbed the white kid in the heart with a knife.
Oh, the black kid that was accused of stabbing the white kid at a track meet, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, right on.
And the court is going on. The reason why you probably ain't hearing about it because they're not televised. The judge, I do not want to televise. Thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm currently doing jury duty myself, man. And the less media attention there is, because the media ain't going to do but making more race-baited instead of making the facts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
No problem. Just love you, man. I'll catch you Sunday, man. Lord, say the same.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Holla, holla. Talk to y'all later.
All right, now. 888-77-JESSE. Before I go back to the farm, I want to give you an example. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, and I want to give you an example of how insane religious people are. Religious people are insane. And it doesn't matter what religion it is. They're into the intellect, thinking that they're into God. And you shouldn't try to change anyone's mind anyway. You should never try to convince anyone or anything about anything. But you cannot convince a religious person, no matter what religion, that they're lost. because they're into the intellect and they believe a lie, not knowing that the intellect has nothing to do with God. The intellect hate God. Is that and don't want to play with God, and God has no connection to it at all. This is from Grok. Watch this video of two PETA. And PETA are those people that pretend they love the animals. Activists in St. Peter's Square attempting to protest the Pope, Leo. Watch this from our ex.
Pope Leo!
They want the Pope to do something about the animals. Isn't that amazing? Pope Leo, they're leaning on the barrel with signs reading, Pope Leo, help end bullfighting. Help end bullfighting. And they're wearing shirts declaring bullfighting is a sin. And this is why Pope Leo is traveling there in that town. What a mess, huh? Why do people think that this is good? And Pope Leo ain't God. What the? Pope Leo cannot decide what is sin and what's not sin. Making the Pope their God. According to Colossians 1:18, the Pope is not the head of God. God, Pope is not God. According to Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. I don't understand this. This ain't no normal reading from Colossians. Who wrote this? This must be what kind of Bible is this coming from? I know that we don't get normal reading Bible anymore. What the? But anyway, Christ is the head, not the Pope. Amazing. And I want to give you one more example there, I take some calls, of how the devil worked through religious leaders. This is from Protesta, I think that's right. I may be wrong about that too. Protesta, a lesbian pastor at Zion Lutheran Church, recite a poem that affirmed to her that her LGBTQ love and lesbian S was holy. And then bring her to tears. Why is this?
The first time another pastor told me that my gay sex was holy, I cried. So, church, in honor of God's community gathered here, in honor of the creation that God has called good, us, join me in this affirmation of queer holiness, divinely queer holiness, written by my fellow queer pastor and colleague, our lives are holy. Our dancing is holy. Our rage is holy. Our community is holy. Our gender presentations are holy. Our bodies are holy. Our sex is holy.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh.
Our love is holy. You are holy. We are holy. Y'all, the first time I heard this affirmation in a church, the first time another pastor told me that my gay sex was holy, I cried.
Religious people are insane. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Insane. This is religion. God nor his son Christ has nothing to do with religion at all. Religion is no different than the government. It's set up to control you, to deceive you and control you. And religious people cry. And they beg God. I had to beg the Lord. I had to beg the Lord. One other quick example of insane religion. Religious people are crazy. Because it has nothing to do with God. I used to be religious. Emotional. I get so emotional, baby. Here's another example, but not the only one. Insane religious people. Grok. This video shows a street preacher outside a venue during a nighttime concert event, persistently delivering the gospel message with a microphone despite repeated physical shoving from people in the crowd. The people like shoving him away. Go away. All that noise. We tried to enjoy this concert. And you up here trying to get people saved. What the? And he won't go away. Imposing his ego upon other human beings that don't even want to hear about it. Watch this from X.
This is the opposition that you will see whenever the word of God is being proclaimed.
Quítate la verga!
Hey, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't touch me, bro. You can't touch me. This is illegal. I'm telling you. This is crazy because this is all lawlessness. You can't do this, bro. It's illegal. And look, it's only cowards who are going to put their hands on Christians who you know are not going to do anything back. You know I'm not going to fight back, but why do you put your hands on me?
Because you keep coming back. It's a business.
Bro, I'm the one who's practicing my First Amendment rights.
Let's go.
I'm telling you, bro, it's a coward thing to put your hands on a Christian who you know is not going to fight back. This is not even legal, but this is the extent of the hatred against God. This right here gets to show you guys that in the midst of godless people, he still stretches out his love because he loves all of you guys. You know, me right now, I'm willing to go through this so that you guys could get the gospel.
Amazing, huh? See how deceptive religion is? Imposing his ego ideas upon people who don't even want to hear it. Those people trying to enjoy a concert, he out there with all that noise, and he think he's right. God doesn't impose on anyone. He gave you this life, God did, and he let you do whatever you want to do with it. But the Christians, the religious people, they think they have a right to impose on you. Think about that. If it's true that Christians are getting spat upon in Israel, and if they're doing this, this is why. You're not supposed to be imposing on people and all that noise, and all you're doing, getting an ego thrill, pretending you're preaching for the Lord. You're trying to get the people saved, and the Lord wants you to go out and make all that noise and fight against the people that don't even want to hear it. And you think that's love. That's evil. That is not love. The guy with the microphone is 100% wrong. Amazing, huh? Religious people are crazy. David is out of Texas. David, you are on the air.
Yes, Steve, how you doing?
All is well, David.
I was just wanted to comment on that thing you guys. I called in yesterday about the thing where you were saying the kids when they come back home. And I can't remember the exact comment I had yesterday, but it was just along the lines of like I already told my wife like, hey, when the kids turn 18, the first thing they're doing is seeing the back of that front door, kicking them out. And she's like, oh, you know, you got to be there and like make sure you're there to protect them. I'm like, no, dude, when they're 18, they got to be able to protect themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're supposed to be preparing them right now to be able to go out and live in the world as adults. It's not right. Your job to protect them once they're gone.
Yeah. And just kind of on that, I was the other day, I had this moment where, you know, you talk about practicing, being present in the, dealing with your kids. I had this moment the other day that, I can't even repeat it in the same way that it happened because it just was, like, it was 100% from God. My son was, like, playing in the pool with his friend, and he, like, jumped on him and pushed him under the water. And you know, it was like, I was watching it, and I was like, it was definitely unsafe. And when he came up, I was like, I could feel like just get like myself getting angry about the situation. And I was like, just kind of watching it. And I was like, hey, get out of the pool. And then we came out of the pool. Like, I could feel, you know, like wanting to yell at him. And then I just like paused for a second and I just kind of watched the situation. I kind of recognized like his, like I watched his face just so that I could like kind of just be there and like be in the moment. And like, I don't know if it's subconsciously, like I was like, hey God, you got to take the wheel here or something. But like, I just let go of the situation. And, the conversation I had with him is like so perfect. Like whatever I said, it was along the lines of like, you know, like I kind of like told him it was wrong because it was dangerous, explained why it was dangerous. And then like, something along the line, and he was kind of upset that like, he thought he was getting in trouble. And I was like, you know, it's okay to get in trouble because like, you don't know everything right now and you're going to learn by people telling you, by like people like showing you what's wrong or whatever. But I can't even like remember exactly how I said it, but it was like so perfect. He took it, he understood it. And he's 7 years old, and he, like, just the difference in, like, that moment versus, like, you know, moments in the past where it's not gone the same way, where, yeah. You know, he has come out, like, more upset. I don't know. It's just so perfect, but it's just a great example of, like, just not jumping to overreact in the moment. Yeah.
And so he was in the pool, and was he afraid? You're saying that he was afraid that you were going to punish him or something?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So he definitely like he thought he was gonna get you know, some serious crap for doing that to his friend.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah, man. Based on what you said, you disciplined him with love instead of hate, and that helped him more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I know it's like I don't deal with everything perfectly. I noticed the difference in that versus like other situations, even like other ones that I observe with other people and whatever. That was just beyond anything that I was capable of, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. When you stay with it and just stay with it, and everything will become clearer and clearer because you are developing, you are giving a clear mind now, and things will become clear, and everything will be fine for you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, man, you've everything like a lot. Oh, you know the other thing that came up? So, you know, I appreciate like a lot of what you've kind of said that's influenced like or helped me kind of like open my eyes or whatever. But the other one was the other day or recently I was watching a video. I can't remember if it was a recent Fallen State or radio show, but you're talking to somebody and they were debating you on like racism, and they said, you know, talking about a hate crime. And you were like, there's no such thing as a hate crime. And then they were like, what are you talking about? Of course there's a hate crime. And you're like, well, every crime's a hate crime because there's no such thing as a love crime. And when you said that, man, it just blew my mind. I just, like, couldn't, like, because it's just, like, the most simple things when you just put it in such a simple perspective. It's like, it just makes so much sense. And it's just crazy to, and so I was talking to someone about that Chud the Builder guy who was saying the N-word and then he shot the guy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The guy assaulted him, and and I was talking to someone, my neighbor, he black, and he was saying that it was a hate crime, and I was like, and I said that to him, I was like, you know, it's not a hate crime because there's no such thing as a love crime, and he was like, wait, what? He just like couldn't understand it, man. He just like couldn't get it. So it was kind of perfect that came up when it came up, because I was like, it blew my mind, and then I blew his mind, because he's like, well, of course there's a hate crime, like there's a definitionally there's a hate crime, and I'm like, yeah, because somebody just came up with a term and then they put a meaning behind it. That doesn't mean it's real. Like, I'm like, name me a love crime, and then of course he was like trying to figure out, he's like, well, when a wife cheats on a husband and he goes and kills them both and it's passionate crime, and I'm like, yeah, it's still like just hate because he hates them both. Yeah, it's so funny.
Isn't it crazy how the world can set you up with words and everything? They came up with the word hate crime as though, and in your mind, if you're not aware, you think, oh, that must be a love crime. All crime is hate crime. They're not doing it out of love.
Right. It's so hilarious, man.
Insane.
Hey, Jesse.
We can't keep living like the world if we want to be free.
I know. It's wild, man. It's, you know, and I've realized that, like, I can only focus on me. I can only deal with myself.
Yes.
Even my wife, man, like, you know, I've had my wife cancel with you and stuff, and she still has, you know, she still, like, has the mama issues that everyone has, and I'm just like, you know, at this point, it's up to you if you want to figure it out or not. And
Absolutely.
Yep.
There's not one thing that a husband can do about his wife's spiritual life, and there's not one thing the wife can do about the husband's spiritual life. This is one journey we have to take along. And you decide if you want to take that journey or not, or stay in your misery. There's nothing you can do about it. So just let her suffer. And when she carry on, you can correct her when she's wrong, but you cannot do anything about her spiritual life. It's up to her.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
And My 5-year-old, by the way, my 5-year-old started saying when she's crying, she's lying. My wife hates it. It's so funny. He'll be like in the car, and then my wife will say something, and he'll just be like, when she's crying, she's lying. She's like, I can't believe you taught him that. And I'm like, I didn't teach him. He just said, Jesse.
Right on.
So good.
When she's crying, she's truly lying. Absolutely. That's funny, dude.
Hey, Jesse, I made your Female Monday videos, your Black Wednesday videos, and your Express Yourself Friday videos. I made those for you a while back, and I sent Derek recently like updated ones. So I know he black, but tell him you got to update the videos.
Okay, I'll check them out. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, David. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Bye. When she's crying, she's lying. When I come back straight to your calls or super chat, I got to take a quick break. The stretch off peel thing is open on stretch off. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then check out a brand new episode of Punchy TV with Bill. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV with Bill. It was amazing. And thank you all for your support. Go to rebuildingdemand.com or jesseleepeterson.show. jesseleepeterson.shop or somewhere. Hey, it's telling me no, so I'm not sure now. Where can you go to make a donation?
JLPTalk.com.
JLPTalk.com.
It redirects to jesseleepeterson.com/show, but it's easier to type.
Right on. And all the information is there as to how you can mail in or check a money order or scan the QR code or call 800-411-BOND. And thank you all for your support. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Allison out of Michigan. Allison, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Allison.
Good. I just wanted to share how you've helped me.
Okay.
I called a few times, and I was telling you about the old people that I take care of, and the wife keeps feeding the husband drinks.
I remember that.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought that I convinced them to stop drinking. She told me, she sat down with me and said, that was a good suggestion. He's sleeping better. Things are going better. And I was so happy. And then like a couple of days later, I said something to him. I said, well, you know, you're probably sleeping better because you aren't drinking. And he's like, well, I mean, I am drinking. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I was so mad, Jesse, because I was like, they lied to me. They lied to me about this. I was so upset. And I was just, I was like plotting my revenge. Like, how can I put her on the spot and tell her I know? Because he told me. And then I had a Jesse Lee Peterson advice in my head. And I thought, who is the you that is mad right now? Who are you to be mad right now?
Right.
There is no you. And so I have completely dropped it because I don't have control over anything. I'm just watching my own thoughts, letting them go by, not being offended. It's not my choice. I have no control anyway. So I just want to thank you so much for that because it's so much better than walking around angry for days.
Yes.
And thinking, how can I get back at them or get back at her, basically, because she's the one enabling the whole thing. So, but I'm trying not to judge her too.
That's right.
And just, yep. So
that
thank
is
you, Jesse.
Allison, that is amazing. I love the fact that in the midst of it, you question, who am I to get angry here? Who is getting angry? Is it me? That is perfect.
It is. Thank you, Jesse. It's helping so much.
Well, if you stay with it and stay with it and stay with it and start catching the devil before you react to the devil, those thoughts on it, of the devil, you eventually you will have a clear mind, and the devil would no longer have a home inside of you. He will have to go and live in others.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Jesse. I am catching those thoughts much quicker now than I never even questioned thoughts before I started listening to you.
Yeah. Right on. That's all human beings are possessed with the same thoughts. It's the same thing. It's the same spirit. So right on. That's amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. You're welcome, Allison.
All right. You have a great day.
All right. You too now. All right. That's amazing. Bye-bye. Catching up my thought, letting it go. Turning my teeth for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I won't be told what's supposed to be right. Catch my breath, catch my thoughts. I won't be turned around. Amazing. If you could just catch the thoughts in the midst of it, you could be having a conversation going on and on and on, blabbermouth conversation, right? On and on and on. And if you can, in the midst of that, just stop. Catch that thought that you're going on and on and on. And stop right then and there. It'll blow your mind. If you're about to gossip or go off on someone, or even yourself, catch the thought. You'll shock the devil, and he will depart from you. If you're about to worry or be resentful, or be afraid, or be jealous, or suicidal, or blaming, feeling like a victim. If you can catch the thought, it will all just, and you'll be like, wow, that wasn't me. What the world is happening here? As Allison just said, she never even thought to question thoughts. Every human being, until they wake up, think that their thoughts are right. And they think that they are their thoughts. They literally believe they create the thoughts because they've been deceived. That's deep, Allison. Stay with it. Tim is out of New York. Tim, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Tim.
It's a beautiful day.
Right on.
So I'm curious, what do you think can be done about in the black community, there's some misinformation, to use the left's term, about black people claiming, you know, we were the real Native Americans, we were the real Jews, and we were the real Egyptians, among some other things that I might want to discuss. But, like, I just think, I don't see how we can, like, convince the black community that, you know, the world isn't after them because they create these stories and that we, like, hid their history or something. What do you think can be done about that? Can we educate people or?
No. You need to leave them alone. Don't judge them. Don't resent them. Forgive them their loss that they cannot see. They're asleep. And leave them alone. Let them suffer in their own hell until they're ready to overcome it. There's not one reason why you should try to educate them or convince them of anything. That's not your job or your responsibility. Does that bother you that they think that way?
Yeah, it does bother me because, well, for instance, I'm being told, like, white people lied about history, and I don't feel like, I feel like we kind of accurately, you know, compiled history, and I don't think there's any, like, if there were slight exaggerations or something, like, I don't think, like, white people are perfect, but we're lying and we're covering up some massive empire or something that black people did.
But why are you bothered by it?
Because then they'll use it as a call to violence, I feel, sometimes.
But you watch yourself physically, but inwardly you should not even think about what others are thinking at all. Why do you even spend one moment of your life, one second, even thinking about what anyone is thinking, and especially with mess like that? Why would you even spend 1 second of your important life thinking about that?
Well, I've had some black friends in the past, or a black girlfriend, and they got into this kind of stuff, and it kind of made me feel like, okay, we're friends, but then you believe like white people are all these evil things, and they have some hang-ups with themselves, but like that's a personal relationship, and I don't know how to separate that from just being friends with someone if you believe all these wicked things about me.
Well, one day when you all people pretend like they put on a show personality and they pretend to be a friend, they pretend to be a parent, they pretend to be this or that. And so for a while, because of not being able to see, you think that that is real. But when people reveal themselves to you, you should be happy to see that, so you can see what you're dealing with and you can stay away from evil. But don't get mad at them. They did not know. They can't see. They know not what they do. But be glad to see it and be done with them.
But Jesse, what if we still are nice with each other? Like, we're on good terms,
right?
And then I find out they believe this stuff. I kind of want to say, well, I don't think that's true, and I try to, you know, have a debate about it, I don't want to hate somebody, and I like the black community to, you know, study history and come to the real conclusion. I think people should be educated.
Why?
Because I think it's good for society.
But how about if they don't want to be educated?
Yeah, well, that's a question I have for you. Do you think that they really believe what they say, or do you think they're just... either they really believe that, or do they just make up stories because it makes them feel good?
Well, they've been lied to all their lives, and then they believe the lie, so they add to the lie by making up their own story from their imagination. But they do believe it, because once you believe a lie, it's difficult to believe the truth. Like, have you heard of people who believe that Jesus is God?
Yeah.
You can't convince them that that's not true. They believed it to a lie. And so you're not supposed to convince them of anything. You leave them in their lie until they're ready to come out, and the truth will reveal the truth to them, and then they will see it. But most people don't want to come out of their lie. They love the lie. And so if you want to be friends, hang out. You can hang out with them. You can go to lunch. But just now you know what's in their hearts, and you should be glad to see that their hearts are evil and they cannot help it. And so don't get mad at them. Don't judge them. And if you want to hang out, hang out. If you don't. But don't judge.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because they're living the life that they want.
Yeah, and I think they think that they will get some kind of benefit out of, like, if they put this into the zeitgeist, into the ideas of society, that someday people will start to believe that that's true.
Right.
And there are dumb white liberals who do believe the things that they say.
Yes,
so. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, again, let them be that way. If you want to hang out, fine. Because now you're aware of what they really think about you or think about white people. You're aware of that now, so you see what you're dealing with, but don't hate what you see, because you become like what you hate, right? You become like what you love. You become like what you hate. And so don't hate it, but be glad to see it. You know now that they're black, they're supposed to be friends, but in their hearts, they hate you. They blame you for their own problems.
Yeah. I just think it's sad because I feel like when I was a young kid, like the 90s, I felt like America was doing pretty good and we were getting probably going to get over the race stuff in a better way. I know there was, you know, Rodney King and stuff, but I feel like they didn't put up with as much kind of BS that they have since the 2000s. So it's just disappointing. I felt like we went way backwards, and I just feel like we could be in a much better place if not for all these leftist people that made this stuff okay and normal.
Well, for you, if you don't resent them and drop your anger, your life would be amazing. It's right here on Earth. In spite of the misery that's inside of other people, you will be fine right here on Earth. But if you resent them for not being able to see, then you would be as miserable as they are.
Yeah.
So you got to learn to speak up, but don't be angry.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you saying speak up, but, like, just maybe not focus my energy so much on individual people and maybe just, you know, give my message, but not have to, like, resent certain people for being wrong.
That's right.
Or
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if they get mad at you, just, oh, okay, fine. They don't want to hear it. You move on, but don't get mad back.
Yeah. I can't say it doesn't frustrate me, but.
And how old are you?
I'm about 30 years old, so.
Oh, okay, so it frustrates you. And who is being frustrated?
I think just as a community and then individual friends that I've had that, you know.
Are you a community?
No, I'm not.
Are
I'm
you,
part of a community.
But you forget about the community thing. You become an individual.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think that I am, and I think that, you know, I've had to fight for myself and focus on myself, so I think I understand that. It's going to be frustrating. And
not if you don't get mad within yourself, if you don't become angry, it will not be frustrating. You would not feel anything that another person think or feel at all.
Yeah. Do you think is that a feminine to be obsessed with other people's feelings?
What, it's total mama, 100% feminine. You need to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image, because any male that has emotions and they think like a woman, they feel like a woman, they become that their mother.
Yeah,
that is feminine.
I think that you're right.
Have you forgiven your mother yet?
Oh, I'm trying. I somewhat.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't think I've fully forgiven my mother yet, no.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven her so you can overcome her? Because those thoughts and emotions are just like a woman, and it's abnormal for men to feel that way.
You're probably right. It's just a long... I went through a long growing up. I went through a lot, and... It's, you know, I wish I would have had nuclear family like that. And I just think we want someone to blame, I guess. But I appreciate my mother, but I do have to move on and forgive. You're right.
If you want to be free of all those thoughts and emotions, you got to go to her, forgive her for what she's done to you. She couldn't help herself. Her mother screwed her up, and your mother has no love.
Yeah,
she did the best she could, but it was evil.
Yeah, her mother ran out and then made it seem like it was okay.
Yep.
And made her think that that was normal. And now, you know, with feminism and women, you know, wanting to get their own and not depend on a man, it just fucks up their head.
But forgive her so you have a clear mind. And you go to her and say, Mother, I've been resenting you. I've been angry at you. And it done nothing good for me. I realize I'm wrong. And I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you can help yourself. And if she said, I'm sorry, son, fine. If she doesn't, fine. And she get mad, that's fine. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything. You forgive her, and God will forgive you, and everything will change for you, all right?
Yeah, I'm trying, Jesse. It's a struggle for me, but God bless you, man.
All right, but don't try. Go and do it, shaking in your boots, and you will be fine.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the first time call out of Texas. Diego. Diego, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Diego.
So, I had a question.
Come closer to your phone.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
I have a question.
Okay.
So, well, I don't know if I should give you some context. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, my parents brought me here illegally into the U.S. when I was a child. Twice. And so now I'm here illegally, and I feel like, and I want to do right, and so I'm thinking of going back to Mexico by myself. But I have a child here already. I had a child out of wedlock. And so, well, another thing is my mom got married to an army guy, right? And so because of that, I got like my social security, but it's all based on a lie. And right now, so I have a limited social security, right? So I need to go to the to immigration and get everything renewed, but for example, I got my first parole. It's a parole in place. I got my first parole in place when I was about like 19. I'm 25 right now. After that, I got a job legally and everything, and then it expired. And then, now I can't work. I had left my job and everything, and right now it's hard for me to get a job. And honestly, I'm trying to do everything myself. And lately, my mom has been asking for me for jobs and everything, and I don't know, man. For me, that kind of sucks. For me, not be able to do anything myself, and always have like, you know, like have my mom hold my mom by her hand, you know.
Yeah. And so your question is what?
What do I do? So, what do I do?
Do you want to stay here in America?
I do want to stay here. My child is here.
So are you? I'm not quite understanding. Are you able to go and get your proper papers that you need?
Right now I'm waiting for that.
Meaning what? When you say you're waiting for it, what do you mean by that?
So they gave me an interview to get my residency. I went to the interview and everything, and so they asked for proof of my mom and my stepdad of being together before I was 18.
Right.
But it's a lie. It doesn't exist.
Oh, so they were not together?
Before.
Before you were 18?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
And those papers...
Go ahead.
Those papers had required for them to be before.
Let me do this because of time. Diego, are you able to call me back tomorrow, first thing tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. When you call back, let the person know I asked you to call back, all right?
All right. Okay.
I don't want to rush through this and give you bad advice, so call me back tomorrow, all right?
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, buddy. Okay. Bye now. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Popcorn stump trainer always got beta takes, LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Yeah. Nikki313, hey, Jesse, if someone keeps trying to impose their hell on you, then calls you names because it's not working, and you tell them their behavior is disgusting, is that judgment? Laughing with sweat. LOL.
As long as you don't resent them, as long as you don't have emotional feeling behind it, you're not judging. That's a sign. If you have some type of emotion, feel good or feel bad, you're judging. If you're not, you're not judging. Amazing.
Cesar or Caesar, Hake will say Italians, and Irish aren't white, and then turn around and say Dominicans are black. You got some explaining to do, buddy. I'm laughing with tears coming out.
Dominicans are not black.
I don't know. They look kind of black to me, but I guess I'm a little loosier and goosier with
Francisco,
the black.
Francisco Dominican. Does he look black?
Looks black to me.
He does to me, too. Amazing. Thank you.
Funny. Marcus G. Jesus said, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Street preachers are wrong. 100.
I rest my case. Perfect. Thank you.
Lily, I called, then I was put on hold and realized I listened to the first thought to call, so I hung up.
I saw you call, Lily. I was going to go to you, but you hung up. If you want to call back, call me tomorrow or whenever. Thank you. You don't have to hang up, Lily.
Marilyn, so Italians who are from Europe are not white, but Jews who are Middle Eastern descent are white? Oh, this crazy, James. Laughing faces, tears.
Don't blame me.
You
hey,
do the math.
Hey, he's white. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, Jesse, have you ever had the opportunity to meet President Donald Trump? Have Hake and the team find a way to bring him on the show as a guest.
Right on. Thank you. I haven't met him yet. We'll work on it. Thank you.
Jamie says, Jesse, how many baby mamas do you have?
One. Well, she's dead now.
So zero.
So I have no baby mamas now. I had one for a while. She's dead. She did. Amazing. Thank you.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
And stay with it, real Americans. Stay with it, says Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank Amazing. You.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Pilled crew. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys. We'll have to read the rest later if there are any others that I missed.
Amazing. Thank you all. And I'll see you at the Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. Stay with it, folks. Those who want to be free. And don't try to save anyone. Don't judge them either. Leave them in their misery, whether family members or not. You can't help no one. You're not God. And even God doesn't help you unless you ask. Ask! Hate coming up now, and then the American Acre, baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.